Welcome to the Perfectly Saint Show, episode 397. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
And magic pills. Wait, I don't have magic pills.
Jeff might, though.
I wish I had magic pills. They sound magical.
Pete, do you have magic pills?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
They're called Venlafaxine. It takes 75 milligrams every morning.
Oh.
Sounds magical. Okay.
And they help you fly?
They help me get out of bed in the morning.
I like ones that help me stay in bed. Those are good ones, too.
No, I have other ones. That's called Trazodone.
Yeah, I take that as well.
Trazodone?
Yeah.
It's magical, man. That shit's... I need to get more of it, because I'm out now.
I like Xanax and Clonopin. Do they still make regular old Xanax and Clonopins?
I'm sure.
If you look hard enough.
I remember liking those in my day.
Your day is over.
Unfortunately, all the pills I have are like blood pressure, cholesterol. Not fun pills.
Got some
Chris, how much Trazodone do you take? Because they were like, you can take it one of five different dosages.
50 milligrams, I think.
Oh, no, I know. I take 50, but like they were like, you can take half a pill, three quarters of a pill, one and a half, or two pills.
Oh, like, I just take one.
I just take half. Knocks my ass
right down the middle.
Yeah. My doctor's never told me to take more or less, so.
Yeah, experiment though, bro.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I don't know. Pills that help you go to sleep, they're not ones I want to mess with.
Right. You don't want to sleep, you know, forever.
Yeah. Yeah. So, games.
Wait, are they designed specifically to help you go to sleep?
Yes. Yeah, like there's something else about Trazodone that it does, but yes.
It was given to me as a sleep aid.
Yeah.
So they will turn off the carnival in your head, or they just, like, what do they do? Because I might need that. I can't go to sleep.
What's really nice is that I dream way less vividly when I'm on them. I have had crazy dreams the past couple of nights that I've been off of them, and it's unfortunate.
It's a serotonin antagonist and a reuptake inhibitor, so...
Sure.
Yeah. it puts you to sleep.
That's all it needs to do.
I might be interested. I'll speak to my doctor about this.
Your pharmacist.
Yes.
Sea of Thieves came out.
Oh, yeah.
Video games. Sort of. Somehow.
I mean,
it's sort of out?
Yeah. Sort of. I played a half hour of it.
Me too. I got no credit for what I did, though.
I experienced it.
You've experienced it?
That's right. That's all I got, though. I'm not really sure about the rest of it.
Yeah. That's a weird thing. I'm not sure if I like it.
Yeah, I'm kind of on the fence about it, too. It's very strange.
I'm sure that I like it, and I like it quite a bit, but I also am very unsure about how long I will like it for. Like, I kind of thought that what was in the beta might only be a slice of what's in the game, and it seems kind of like
that's the game.
What the game. Yeah, like, so... Did you get to play the beta, Chris?
No, but everything I've heard is that...
It's basically, that's the game. Yeah. I'm like, okay, like, there's not a whole, like, real good setup to what you're doing. It doesn't feel like you're moving through a story. It feels like there are a couple different types of missions you could do. Go out and do them as many times as you want, and maybe you'll run into other players and, like, fight it out shit with them, and that's kind of all that it is. Right? Like,
yeah,
does it feel like there's, like, a narrative backbone to the whole thing?
No.
It's just, like, go do missions.
And I don't know why I'm going to do the missions, because I seem to have everything already, and nothing in the stores have stats. So it's not like I'm getting better stuff if I go do the missions.
It's not. Really? That's like, I didn't know that yet. I saw, okay, I could buy different buckets. I thought maybe they would have some sort of different properties. Yeah,
they just look cooler.
Which nobody cares about. So it's just like, I don't know. Like,
Okay, so Tony, have you done any missions?
I haven't completed any missions. I spent a lot of time looking for chickens and never found any.
Okay, so I picked up 3 missions, but I don't know what to do with them. It just says deliver something to somebody.
Right. Okay, so like
this is the one part I actually figured out.
The game will give you maps, basically, or a clue or whatever. Like, it'll say do this, go there, like whatever. And you have to like go into a map room on your ship and like try to figure out what island they're trying to tell you to go to. And then whatever your thing is that you have to do there, like dig up a buried treasure or fight some skeleton guy or whatever the fuck. But it's like kind of like figuring out what you have to do is like a riddle, and that's like a main part of like what the gameplay is, right?
Okay.
And then working together with other players, like you pretty much need to play this game with a headset. I don't know if you guys ended up plugging yours in if you were playing with randoms or whatever. I had to. Like, you have to. Like, if you're steering a ship, like, you need someone in the map room looking at, like, okay, you gotta go this way. And you need someone up at the top of the ship so that they can see what's ahead, because you have a giant mast in your face as you're at the wheel. So it's like, you really do have to, like, come together and, like, work together and think together to, like, get shit done. I think that's, like, a really cool part of it. I love the aesthetic of it. I like the whole pirate feel of it and everything. Like, I worry that there's not enough of an actual... Great. Yeah. No, the game is, like, I think incredible looking, except at night when I can't see a goddamn thing that's going on an island. Like, you'll be on an island and it'll be like, look for a set of crossbones laying around, and it's so dark out that you can't see anything, and, like, there's no brightness.
Don't you get a torch?
Yeah, you do. Even with the torch, I'm telling you, it's like, at least on the regular Xbox One, it looks so goddamn dark, and you can't adjust it shit to like make it brighter. Like,
wow. Yeah, you need to get an Xbox One X, because it looks a lot better than that.
I think the game is like, turn the gamma up on your TV.
Maybe, I don't know. I think the game is an incredible looking game. Don't get me wrong. Like, there's points in that game where I'm just like, wow, this looks great. And, like, I am biased to like it to begin with, because I, like, really, really love Rare. And it's like, okay, here's a new awesome, like, or, you know, real Rare game. You know, it's been, like, 10 years since that, probably. So, I do think there's, like, there's fun to be had to it once you figure out what the fuck you're doing. I think it does a very poor job of, like...
It just throws you into the world. It does not explain anything to you at all. Yeah. Like...
So all you're doing is, like, you're going to different merchants on the islands and getting quests from them. And then after you do the quest, you bring a treasure chest or whatever the fuck back to them. They'll give you money for it, and then you could buy different gear. And, like, you just do that forever, it seems like. And just get more quests from them and do it over and over. But, like, if what you said is, like, true, that there's no point in getting better gear, how long am I going to want to do this?
Right.
Especially if there's no, like, through line to the story. Like, there's no story.
There doesn't seem to be a story at all.
Yeah. So it's just, like, this online game.
Like, you make your own story, and that's cool, but...
I think it will be a hit for a little bit, too, because, like, there is a, like, a multiplayer really fun aspect to this. It's plus, like, probably a fun streaming aspect to it, you know? Like, there's something there. It's a cool idea, and, like, it looks really cool. And I hate to be, like, sound like I'm coming down on it, because, like I said, I really like it, but I can feel on the horizon that, like, I'm going to be like, that's all there is to this? Like, okay, right. Great. I'll play it probably for a month then, at best. It's not like Monster Hunter, like, really felt like it had meat on it. Like, and you're really building towards something, and you're getting better shit. I think maybe just having... like stats to the gear, like, would make a difference, you know. But those are my thoughts. Like,
Tony,
initial, like, half hour impression.
Did you play with anybody else, Tony?
So the first night I tried to play with other people, I ended up in a group of three, and they locked me in the brig.
That's awesome.
Yeah, awesome, except you just kind of spend your time in the brig and can't really do anything. It sucks.
Can they actually force you in there?
They vote, and you get put in the brig. So I ended up in a group of like three guys and me, and they're like, okay, we're putting you in the brig. Ha, 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 ha. So that sucked. And then when I was playing tonight, I was playing by myself, and my interaction with another person was running into them, and they stole my ship. I had to like kill them to get it back.
I love that this whole thing is just you getting shit on constantly.
Oh, I got my revenge. He's dead now.
That's great.
That's.
This
sounds like one of these games that's going to be really fun to read articles about, but I'm never going to play it.
I was just thinking about it more now. I'm like, it feels like if you took, I don't know, like an RPG game and stripped out the main quests. Like, that's what it feels like to me.
Well, yeah, what it sounds like
is, and you took out the RPG shit, too.
Took out all the RPG mechanics and you just had like side quests.
Yeah, it's like just a bunch of side quests. Like, that's how it feels to me so far. And like, it's super, super fun. Like, I'm cool and like looks cool, but like, I think if that's all it is, it's not going to last very long. Like, for me, anyways, I might just be like, yeah, it's cool. Like, thank you, Rare, for not making another Kinect Sports or whatever game, but.
I really do wish that they had put some sort of like a narrative into it, though. like a goal that you were working towards. Like, even if it's like ends up with like end game, you know, just being kind of like this where you're doing it over and over again. If there was a reason for us to get together outside of like, let's just go be pirates.
Well, there is an end goal, but they don't like surface it at all, which seems to be the problem. Like, there's that special like hidden pirates cove that only like the people who get all the highest gear can enter and stuff like that. It's like, well,
yeah, okay.
I only know that because they talked about it in an interview. Like,
right.
Well, that's like something, I guess. I guess it just feels like this is like a good base of a game. Like, and there should have been a game on top of it. Like, I don't know.
Well, it sounds like something they had to release before the end of fiscal.
Well, I mean, they had plenty of time though. Like, this shit was announced fucking long ass time ago.
And it really feels like it is. It does. Like, and I've only played a half hour of it, so I don't know going forward. But it does feel like it's like a framework of a game, right? Like,
yeah.
Like, there's something there, but it seems to be missing what you'd expect from a game.
But like, what is there? Super fun. I hope you guys like are gonna keep playing it, because like, I do want to play it over the next week for sure.
Yeah,
it'll be more fun with all of us together with headsets on, dude. Like, I'm telling you, like, there laughs will be had. Like, good times will be had with it for sure. It's just like being critical about it, like thinking about it analytically. Like, it's like, it's missing the main portion of a game. Like, it has all these cool things that would be awesome in a game that is not there.
It sounds like No Man's Sky before that, like, day one update, where, like, it was just a bunch of shit you could look at and it had no through line at all. Like, if you didn't get that day one update, there was none of that, like, story stuff.
But there was at least, like, the, you know, objective to get off of the planet, right? Like,
right.
Like, there's no, like, hey, like, what should I be going to do?
Like, you're given missions. You know, and once you start to, like, figure it out more, like, some of the mission types are really neat. Like, where it's, like, you go to the island and, like, you're reading a riddle and you're like, okay, I think that riddle's saying I have to go to the southwest portion of the island and look for a boat. And then once you get there, you'll get more of the riddle and it'll be like, now you look for a pair of crossbones in the shadow of the tallest peak of the island. You're like, doing like these little riddles and shit. It's like really kind of creative.
Fun, yeah.
And you gotta like work together with your friends and be like, okay, what does the riddle mean? Like, what's it telling us to do? And you know, you guys are all just wandering around like, I can't fucking find it. Like,
I'm right, telling but you, like
playing as a group with friends is really fun.
I'm just wondering, like, how many
Yeah, how much is there to it?
Like, are those riddles procedurally generated so that way it's not going to be in the same spot every single time? Or is it like, oh, guys, we got the riddle again. We already know the answer to this one.
Well, I mean, it could be something where they're updating those quests on a weekly basis.
Yeah, they could be. But yeah, like, you know, like there's a certain set number of islands with specific names. I think it feels like they did script out what the quests are that you're doing for sure. Like, but yeah, they could always add to it or whatever, but I don't know. Like, what is there? I do look forward to playing with you guys.
I'll say this. I'm glad that I got it through Game Pass.
Yeah. I would get it either way. It's a new rare game that looks incredible.
It's also the other thing, like speaking of how it looks, for a game that has so much kind of style to it, it's really weird that you do not have a character creator. Like, you just kind of like pick preset pirates.
Yeah, that is kind of strange.
Yeah, but you could keep like cycling those presets so many times, like forever.
It's just get something really weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
Like, I would just rather you. Like, obviously, they have the ability to, like, allow multiple like different sets, right? Yeah. So why not just let me build the pirate I want to build?
True.
Which is fine. I mean, whatever. It's also, I didn't realize it was first person.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I thought, well, because everything that they show, like, all the trailers are always done, like, you know, in the goofy kind of, like, they show the goofy pirate guys running around and drinking and... You're always looking at them from a third person perspective. I didn't realize it was in first person, so which is fine. First person.
It's a cool choice, though.
Yeah, I just wish, like, you know, I mean, I guess if there was a character creator, I would want to see my character more. But it is interesting that, like, you know, you have to like set the sails and hoist the anchor up and. Even to just do your own
sailing by yourself is really challenging.
Yeah,
it's like impossible. That's what I'm saying. Like, you have to play this with others, and you have to play with a headset. Otherwise, it's not as good, and definitely like just doesn't work, you know, as well. Like, I crashed into an island right away the other night when I was trying to do it by myself for a minute, and finally, like my teammates showed up. I was like, thank God. I don't know.
We should definitely try and play some together, though.
Yeah, we gotta play some.
Speaking of Game Pass, though, there's a bunch of games on there.
For sure,
there is.
And I downloaded Super Lucky's Tale.
I saw you playing that earlier. I was like, "What the fuck is Chris doing?"
But I didn't have to pay for it, so
yeah.
That's an okay platformer. It's perfectly fine. I don't think it's going to be a very long platformer.
I played like a level of it, and I was like, "Okay, yeah, great."
Yeah, it's fine.
I never touched it again. I own it.
Yeah, it's okay. It was positioned terribly, you know, right around the same time Mario came out. So,
I think I played it definitely closer to Mario, so that did not help it either.
Yeah,
I played a level. I was like, I don't got time for this. I got other things to play.
I don't know. It's probably, I think it's a little better than Yooka-Laylee, but it's like in that same wheelhouse. And it's colorful. It plays okay. There's some cool puzzles and stuff in it, but it's a 3D platformer that if you have Game Pass, you can play for free. So
yeah.
You guys play anything else?
I played Lego Marvel Super Heroes 2.
Yeah.
Which, as far as LEGO games go, it's not the best. There are some weird issues with, like, figuring out how to do stuff in that game. Which, I mean, for a game that is for kids, should not be the case. There's a number of points where it's like, okay, I am standing next to this lever and you haven't told me how to push it, like, what button to push.
Mm.
That kind of thing, and that you're, like, pressing the button to figure it out, but one of the buttons makes you quit out of the thing, and you press that by accident. Now you have to do it all over again. It's very frustrating. But that game is also a, like, love letter to comic book fans.
Oh, nice.
it hops around. Like, there are levels based around the Inhumans, so you go through New Adelin. There's you hop through a bunch of different Spider-Man universes, so there's like a noir level, and you go to like 2099, and like you hop around a lot. You end up on like in Planet Hulk for a little while, in an arena filled with all these Hulks. It's like there's like Grey Hulk and, you know, Hulk from Planet Hulk, and it just it hits like a whole bunch of much more obscure comic references that the first game only was a lot more broad. Like, you know who Iron Man is, but now it's reaching way farther into comic book canon and pulling some really cool stuff out. So I mean, the game does have like some weird issues, but it's pretty cool from that respect.
That sounds cool. I don't think I have that one yet, so.
Yeah, it's pretty cheap now too, I think. Those games do not hold up well in terms of
price. Now they're price, like, yeah. $20-25 not too long after release, so
yeah.
Anything else you guys went up to?
I bought a Switch.
Yeah?
Ooh.
You get anything for it?
Mario.
Okay.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, it was smaller than I thought. Maybe the system itself, like, it feels, I think it's probably, like, the nicest feeling console they've ever made. Like, just
sure,
tactile-y and stuff. Like, the Wii and Wii U, like, I mean, they felt like little toys, and the GameCube thing is, GameCube is, like, so awkward and vaguely kind of uncomfortable is not the wrong word, but I don't know. My hands are too big for the controller now.
Yeah, the GameCube is a interesting controller.
Are you guys talking shit about the GameCube controller?
Yeah, of course sucks, not. Jeff.
I'm not talking shit. It's just it's an interesting choice.
This is the best controller ever made, though.
No.
I mean, it's definitely not.
It's top three for me.
It's
probably three.
Not that either.
Sometimes number one.
Sometimes number one.
Get Javi on here. He'll probably have my back.
He probably would.
He'd also be wrong.
Yeah, the two of you could be wrong together. Simultaneous wrong.
I think the Switch is a nicely built console. It feels good. Even detached in the, what is that Joy-Con controller thing? So what it's called?
The shell, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the one that makes them into a controller.
I've never once.
Oh, that. The hub thing.
Actually.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You want to know the last time I actually detached the Joy-Cons from the console? It was March 3rd. 2017. I have never removed the Joy-Cons again from the console. So I either play it on the TV or I play it handheld. And when I play it on the TV, I play it with one or two pro controllers. Like, you know, me and my girlfriend and me by myself. That's how I play it.
Because I'm letting my siblings use it too. So they're forced to use it with the little shell.
My son loves to use the little shell thing. I don't know.
Because I'm not.
Well, so if I ever had a third player over, though, I could use that way, right? Like, I could attach those, them in the shell, and you know.
That's when I've used it, is like you play Mario Kart or something with, you have a third or fourth person over, and they can use that.
It's like giving them the Mad Catz controller back in the day. Like,
yep.
Yeah, you get that controller, buddy.
This one doesn't feel right. Yeah, and it drifted left too.
Oh man, remember that shit on like fucking N64 and GameCube and shit?
Ugh. Yeah. Because controllers are expensive, so you buy the cheap one. Like,
dude, I had a Dreamcast one that was, I think, the ugliest thing I've ever used in my entire life.
The Dreamcast controllers were kind of hideous to start with, but I can bet like a third party one is not great.
It was It was disgusting. But yeah, no, I mean, I don't know. It's fun. Like, I've been playing Mario, and like, yeah, it's not bad.
It's got a good library, dude. Look through that eShop. Like,
I mean,
a lot of stuff you played. Or
I'm like, just a cheap motherfucker, so like, I'm gonna beat Mario before.
I mean, you're like at that like honeymoon phase, and you'd be playing Mario and Zelda all day for fucking like 2 months. You're good. But yeah, like beyond that, there are a lot of like, you know, little like indie games. A lot of it is stuff that's been on other consoles, but it's like,
yeah, I mean, I want to get Stardew Valley again because
yeah,
exactly. I adore the game. I want to get, I might get Darkest Dungeon on there again.
Do you like shmups?
No.
Never mind.
Well,
I mean, I like Binding of Isaac, but I don't like Binding of Isaac because it's a shoot 'em up. I like Binding of Isaac because it's a roguelike.
Okay. So you don't like Ikaruga and shit like that?
Nah.
Okay.
Like it's okay at best, in my opinion. But yeah, I don't know. The Switch is, it's fun. I want to get Bayonetta at some point. I only bought it because eBay had some like sale thing where like, what was it? You could get like 20% off all these items. So I bought it for like $240 and I was like, it's worth $240.
That's a good price.
Cause I wasn't going to buy it for 300. So I figure I either jump on it now or I wait for it to not go down in price again ever. So
are you planning to get Zelda? Or are you going to play Zelda at some point?
Probably not.
Oh, come on. You got to try it.
No, I don't.
I think you'd like it, dude. I think you're crazy to just be like, I'm not going
to
try it.
I got better things to play.
If you say so.
Like Mario Tennis in 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Three months.
I got that shit pre-ordered, man. I'm excited for
that. Yeah, it was Mario. I'm like, thankfully that Nintendo Direct hit and this coupon came out like 2 days later. And I was like, okay. Between Mario Tennis and Smash Brothers being announced, I was like, okay. And Smash Brothers being this year as well, I was like, okay, I feel confident in actually buying the system and in having games that I want.
There's plenty there. Mario Rabbids is really cool. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's
a fun. Yeah, no, Mario Rabbids is like, there are games there, but like, my need for Nintendo games is so low that it really requires very, very specific subset of franchises to be out. Or like,
dude, this is literally my main system now. Like, I play Switch way more than anything. I use Xbox for like Netflix and YouTube, and like the occasional like Sea of Thieves I'm playing now, or Monster Hunter I was playing on it. But other than that, I play like, there's always something on the Switch, honestly, dude.
Nah.
Yeah.
I needed these other games. Like I mean, they talked about the Pokemon one. That might have been a different story, but like, you know, or whatever, maybe Metroid was going to be. I don't know. But I mean, Smash Brothers has been the reason that I have bought every Nintendo console since the GameCube. So,
well, now you have it, and there are games coming out for it. So, yeah. You get Dark Souls Remastered. Play it on the go.
I got the fucking Amiibo coming too.
Now, see, the Amiibo is at least funny. Like, great. Oh, but speaking of which, I've never seen an Amiibo in real life until like a week ago when my brother bought one.
You've never like been to Best Buy and seen like,
nah. Like, I've never held one in my hand and been like, oh, this is what it's like. I expected them to be, A, better quality, and B, bigger for the amount of money that was paid for them. I was a little disappointed for, like, all the hype that's...
There is some range to them, I think. Like, I own one that came with a game. That's the only one I own, but...
Which one did your...
He got, like, the Fire Emblem Double Pack or whatever.
Huh. Yeah, cause I think the like some of them are really good, and they do vary in detail though, and in quality.
And sometimes there are like giant sized ones, aren't there? Wasn't there like a bigger like Yoshi one or like a Yarn Yoshi one?
Yeah, there's some
outliers.
Right. Well, I know there are like some really big ones because like there's the what do you call it? Like the big Guardian one or whatever, right? That's like
it's not really that much bigger. I have that one. But it's like you can, that one's kind of moldable and you could change the
Chris, how many Amiibos do you have?
More than
he's willing to admit to.
I mean, I don't know, honestly. Like, I can't count them all right now. So I have probably like 15 that are just like Mario themed.
Jeez.
Christ almighty.
Like I said, I have one, but to me, like, dude, that was like a meme a couple months ago to make an amiibo of that character, and they did, and it's like,
that's hysterical.
See, like that actually, like that's that I enjoyed. That makes that's fun.
Like, dude,
I don't know what I'm
gonna have
do.
A Dark Souls amiibo. Like, just think of like that sentence. I never thought I'd say that.
Like, I just want to know what he's gonna do. Like when you put him in the game, like
all he does is gives you the praise the sun salutation. Which you get later in the game anyways.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all it is. He doesn't do anything else.
I'm never going to even use it.
Okay, that's not as exciting as I thought.
He's
going
on a shelf right away.
I think it would have been funnier had he given you like a really stupid like special item or something. But
yeah, right? Like,
my hope is that this means he's going to be in Smash Brothers.
Oh my god.
Let's go full on stupid with this thing, and
that would be appropriate.
Oh, you think like they could do, you know, special moves for him? Like, oh my god, dude, so cool.
Yeah, man, and then his Ultra Smash or whatever they call it is like the is like the you died screen.
Yes. Oh my god, it'd be great.
But
I did get the cereal box amiibo this week.
Oh, I forgot that was a thing.
That is the worst cereal I've ever had in my fucking life.
Isn't it just Lucky Charms?
No, dude. Have you tried it?
No, I haven't eaten it.
Okay. I thought I talked about this on here before. Fozzie's review was fucking bullshit of that shit. It's not Lucky Charms. It's fucking cardboard. It tastes like shit. It tastes like any really shit licensed cereal you've ever had. Like the Star Wars one that came out, like fucking when Force Awakens came out. Like it's just like, it's like berry flavored. Like, so like the oat, whatever, the regular cereal pieces don't taste like Lucky Charms. They're like this really horrible berry flavored cardboard. It's shitty, dude. It's like on a scale of 1 to 10. In terms of cereal, and I almost love all cereals, it's like a fucking 1.5. It's terrible. It's Fozzie. Like, I watched it, Fozzie.
Yeah, his review is Javi's review.
And Javi's like, dude, Javi's reaction is spot on. Because, I mean, I'm telling you, I love cereal. And I was just like, this is terrible. Fozzie's just sitting there eating it and enjoying the fuck out of it. He's like, just like fucking Lucky Charms. But they're both, like, literally, like, I think Javi said he never tried Lucky Charms in his life, which that's insane. And I think Fozzie's like, yeah, I've had it a couple of times. I'm like, you would, I eat Lucky Charms a lot, even as an adult. And that shit ain't no Lucky Charms. Yeah. It's got vitamins, whatever.
Sure. I will try it at some point.
I can't wait to hear your review. I'm telling you, it's so bad.
I can't wait. Jeff, you were talking about shmups.
Yeah.
What's that one you were playing?
Yeah, so there's one on the Switch. Like, so if you go in recent releases, it'll be like within the first 10. It's called like Danmaku Unlimited 3. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly, but
what the fuck?
It is just a you know, vertically scrolling shooter. Like, you know, you're a little spaceship blowing shit up. Your fucking weapons like basically fill up like the whole screen at all times. There's like you know, every shmup has like different hooks or whatever too. Like Ikuga has the color changing thing. There's like little things here, like you could have your, you know, beam shoot out and kind of fill up the whole screen, or concentrate it and it's more powerful, but your ship moves slower, you know. But yeah, it's basically just like a vertically scrolling shmup, and it's $10. It's super high quality, like, so like for that price point, if you like that genre, it's super duper good. Like, I think it's like, yeah, 7 levels, but I've only gotten about like 3 or 4 so far. It's pretty hard. Yeah, I don't know if any of you guys are actually fans of the genre. I think I might be the only one here that like really digs shmups. But like, if you are into shmups, $10 for it on the Switch is like such a no-brainer.
Yeah, I mean, $10 for any kind of game is not that bad.
Like, the quality level of this game, though, I'd say like it could have been a $20 game easily, and I would have been saying the same thing here. Like, and so to forget for the half that price, it's, even if you kind of like the genre, I think it's totally worth it to have like one of those games on your Switch.
Nice.
So yeah, I love it.
You guys play anything else?
I played Kirby as well on the Switch.
Oh, the new one?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it, I think. It's a Kirby game. I don't know. Like, there's nothing like, the only difference is like you could play it with like 4 players, which I don't think that they're always like that, right?
The last one before it was too.
Okay.
And like the multiple Kirbys or whatever.
And so it's like always, like even if you're playing by yourself, you'll basically have 4 characters with you or 3 characters with you at all times, right?
Okay.
And you could combine your powers. So like if someone has like a lightning weapon and you have a sword, you could stand next to each other and press up and like all of a sudden your sword will have like lightning damage on it. Like that's it. That's like the only little hook they add on top of it. But, like, I don't know. Those games are, like, really simple and, like, stupid fun. That, like, if you're playing by yourself, it might be kind of boring, but I'm playing it through it with my girlfriend. So it's, like, I'm like, really love it, dude. Like, it's cute. It's charming. It's colorful. The music's fun.
Is this why you were, like, maybe Kirby is secretly good?
Yeah, like, because, like, I've played other Kirby games, but I'm always, like, yeah, it's just okay. And that's kind of like how I feel about this game, but it's like while I'm playing it, it's just kind of fun. Like it's kind of pleasant. Like yeah, there's no challenge to it. Like I think I have like almost 80 lives or something now because I've never died like once, you know what I mean?
Right, but like I don't feel like that is a bad thing.
You feel like it is a bad thing?
No, I don't feel like it is. Like
no,
like a lack of challenge in a game like sometimes you just need something like.
It's a game if you like, just want to like chill.
That isn't going to like set your brain on fire.
Like you probably won't die. You probably won't struggle at all at any point in the game. But it's just like it's colorful and fun. Like that's it. That's all it's trying to be. You know, and you get to like get some neat powers. Like whatever. Yeah, I actually like. I'm really, really enjoying that game. But I think it's going to be over. Way too soon. Like I think we are in the last world. I think it's, and if I'm correct, that means it's 4 worlds long.
I mean, they're usually really short games from what I know. So,
but they're selling it at $60. I think it's like kind of outrageous. But like, I actually really like really love the game. So, I guess I'm kind of okay with it. But at the same time, it's like it's something. It's so weird because there's nothing like outstanding about the Kirby series. It's just a pleasant experience, you know.
Nice. I continued my Burnout playthrough.
Oh yeah, did you play Paradise Brow?
I'm not up to Paradise yet.
Oh my god.
I'm currently playing through Revenge and Legends. Revenge is the 360,
like debut one. Game.
Yeah, it was also on PS2, I believe, but Revenge on 360 had like upgraded, obviously upgraded visuals, but also some other cars and stuff. Yeah, that one's not quite as good as 3.
Nothing is.
Paradise is, but
I don't know. Like, it's different beast. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I think they're both great at what they're doing.
Yeah, like, Revenge is... It's
like a Burnout 3, but not as good.
Yeah, because it's like they have these tiers instead of like the tour that you do in 3, like where things would unlock on different continents. In this one, it's like, okay, like you start out, there's like 10 different ranks, and like each rank has its own set of events and stuff to do. So they're okay. They add like a new game mode called like traffic something. I don't know. I don't remember what it is, but it's basically just running the traffic for until you run out of time. Like you're just driving and hitting people from behind, and you're getting points for it. Like, hitting things like a pinball. It's a weird mode. It's not really all that great. It's also weird to be able to like hit cars and not crash. Like, cause you can hit the car and it just kind of like bounces away from you. They changed Road Rage in it, which I don't like. They change it back in Paradise, but in 3, in Road Rage, you like have X amount of takedowns you have to perform, and you have X amount of time. And in this, it's like, okay, to get to, you know, the bronze level, you have to get 2 takedowns, but each Road Rage event starts with 60 seconds.
That is a little different.
Yeah, to get extra time, you have to like get up to a certain amount of takedowns. And I don't necessarily like doing it that way. It's fine, but it's just like a different way.
Yeah. I'm
glad they changed it back in Paradise.
Yeah.
And Legends is the PSP game. That's an interesting little game. But Burnout on a handheld is strange because it can't quite handle what the console can. So you're back to like 4 racers, and elimination is weird because you just have to get into 3rd to get a bronze. So you just have to like survive 1 lap. The crash mode is all like previous crashes. I do wonder if maybe that's why crash mode in Paradise is completely different. Because they had built like 250 crash levels in the previous like 3 games.
Yeah.
So it's like, hey, we're just gonna like just make like freeform crash because everything in this game is freeform, as opposed to like creating another 100 levels.
Yeah, like there's no actual crash levels in Paradise, is there?
Yeah, it's just like you any street you're on can be a crash level, and you're trying to set a like just like with the race times, like because each street also has its own time. Like you want to have like you want to set the best time on each street. You can also set the highest show time.
Yeah, but it's like crash mode. If I remember correctly, like crash mode in old games was like
it was
kind of like a pinball thing where you're like trying to bounce from. You're like kind of bounce around, like set off explosions. Well, it's like this really kind of like scripted.
That's. Well, so like the pinball thing is more like Showtime and Paradise in Crash Mode and like 3 and Revenge and 2. It's more of like a set stage, like, and you're trying to
cause as much havoc with one move, basically. And
yeah,
like you can set off explosions, keep bouncing around, like.
Right? Well, there's like a couple like so in 3 you can only blow up once. It's like you have to have
one
amount of times, like X amount of crashes gets you a crash breaker, which is an explosion, which gives you more movement. And you can also hit like certain pickups on the map that allow you to blow up as well.
And from my memory, that is the best version of Crash Mode. I don't know if you would agree. You're playing through them all right now, so.
I actually like the one in Legends, I think, a little bit better, because it gets rid of the, so there's, in 3, there's the Heartbreaker icons and the multiplier icons, and you end up trying to aim for them more than anything else in 3, as opposed to just like trying to create the most havoc. Like if if you can get the 4x pickup, like you don't have to blow up like 27 cars. You just have to like get like 4 or 5 because you'll get enough to get a gold medal.
Yeah.
But they get rid of that in Legends, and it's more of just like a try and create, like you're trying to get that crash just right, right? Like, so you're trying to get it so that you're causing havoc on both sides of the road. And
so it's just tied directly into like, yeah, destruction that you're doing.
Yeah. And it's like, I kind of find that a little bit more fun, but yeah, it's, I enjoy the idea of just like, here's a level that's a puzzle and try and figure it out.
It's kind of wild. I want to get that like new game, like I mentioned last time. Like I might get that. Like, I can still think about it. I'm like, I want
Danger Zone. I think. Yeah.
Like, cause that's all it is. I'm like, it's kind of like what I loved about Burnout 3, like the best.
Yeah. So I'm gonna finish up those, and then I have one more. There's like a PS2 game that came out before Paradise, but in between Revenge and Paradise, and then I'll play that remaster.
What's that PS2 game called?
Dominator.
Oh, yeah. Burnout Dominator.
Yeah, I think that's what it's called.
Yeah. Yup.
It was original
7.
Yeah.
Which was the year
before.
I have never played that one. I totally forgot that one exists.
I think most people did. I don't think Criterion actually developed it.
They did not. EA UK.
Yeah. Anyway. Weird. That's weird. I want to take a look at that and see how weird that one is.
Yeah.
But then on the Paradise Remastered. Before we wrap this up, though, Game Informer issue 300 came out.
Anything good? I let my subscription lapse, so.
They have the top 300 games of all time. I don't want to go through all 300 of them because that's
let's nuts. List them right now.
I was going to say, we should do number 300 and then the top 10.
Man, I think my subscription just ran out too. I'm kind of sad now.
And it's like the entire magazine. Like, so let's see. The magazine is not even 100 pages. They have maybe 10 pages of reviews and 10 pages of nonsense.
as they do.
Yeah, like, and then, like, so, I don't know, like, 3/4 of this magazine, though, is just the top 300. It's, like, that's the cool. Biggest. Yeah, it's...
Damn it!
It's pretty neat. Yakuza 0 is number 300.
Okay.
And then...
Let's see, okay, let me ask you, how, like, cliche is their top 10 list?
I definitely want to hear the whole top 10.
Because is it like 3 Zelda games, Tetris, and like, or a bunch of Nintendo games, Tetris?
I mean,
and
are they Pac-Man? Wrong? Is that wrong though? Like, Tetris deserves to be there, right? Like,
a Tetris does.
Yeah.
It is not 3 Zelda games.
I meant to say 3 Nintendo games.
There's 2.
That's it. It's
perhaps more than I would. One more than that.
I kind of agree with what they have there. So I'll run them down, though. So Ms. Pac-Man is at number 11. So that was right out. Witcher 3 Wild Hunt at 10.
Wow. Fuck yeah.
Acceptable.
Skyrim at 9.
I might have reversed those two, but all right.
Red Dead Redemption at 8.
Oh, fuck. Mass Effect 2 is on this list, isn't it?
Dude, is this list made by people that have, like, grown up in the last 10 years or some shit? What the fuck?
So hold on.
No, Andy McNamara is their editor-in-chief. He's been in since
let him finish the list.
We could discuss it either. Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare at 7.
I can accept that.
Final Fantasy 6 at 6.
That's... Yeah.
World of Warcraft at 5.
Okay.
Grand Theft Auto 5 at 4.
Come on.
Tetris at 3.
Mm-hmm.
Mario 3 at 2, and A Link to the Past at 1,
Well, the top three there.
I'm kind of okay correct. With that top
three. Meh.
Mass Effect 2 was number 19.
I mean, okay. The fact that I love the fact that they picked Mario 3, because everyone always says, like, I think the generation, like, younger than us, Chris, like, says it's Mario World, but it's like, it's not, dude. I lived through both of those games, and Mario 3 was the way bigger leap. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
World was just a graphics upgrade. Mario 3 was, like, just Mario perfected.
And I think it's funny, like, last year, I played through all the, like, the console 2D Mario games, and Mario World 2, I think, might actually be a better game than Mario World.
Mario, yeah, Yoshi's Island or whatever.
Yeah, it's I mean, it's more of a great Yoshi game, but... It's
different, yeah.
Yeah, like, I love that art style, and it plays really well.
Really great bosses.
They have Mario World at 26. There's some weird choices on here. I mean, like, obviously they were very kind of new with some of those choices in the top 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, the weirdest, I think, like, the one that doesn't fit is GTA 5.
That one is, like, it's not even the best GTA.
Right.
Two... What Call of Duty was in the top 10?
Four. Like, that's the, like, if you're going to put a Call of Duty game, that's the Call of Duty game you put.
I would only put it in the top 10 if you're, like, basing that off of, like, it sold a lot. Like, it's a good game, but top 10?
I think it's there more because it also changed the entire first-person genre.
Yeah. I'm just saying, though, if you're doing top 10, like, best, like, your favorite, like, these are the best games ever made. I don't care about, like, what impact it had.
Well, I think for a publication, they might be looking at...
Yeah, I know. I know.
Too. Bioshock at 15, which is... It's not a bad choice, I guess. Fozzie would be happy to know Diablo 2 was at 17. The Last of Us at 25.
Worst Conker's Bad for a day.
I don't know. I don't remember seeing it.
It might not even be on the list.
It's probably not.
They have Vice City at 28, which that's not bad.
Where's Half-Life 2?
Half-Life 2.
And why isn't that
shouldn't even be on there?
Half-Life 2 is 21.
Should be 81.
I mean, it's still in the top 30% of this list, so.
I guess. Oh, yeah, 281.
They have Ocarina at 39.
Wow.
Sure.
Melee at 50. Just not bad. Let's see. Anything else jumping out at me
here? I wish I had this magazine right now so I could be flipping through it at the same time.
NHL 94 at 83.
Nice.
It's
Is that like one of the few sports entries? Are there other ones in there?
There's some other ones. There was like a Madden 2004 was on here somewhere.
That's a good choice.
That was a good Madden. I remember like that was like one of the first ones.
That's
the
Michael
played,
Vick
actually.
Madden, isn't it?
Yep. He's super fast. Yep.
Yeah,
did they put the what was it? Was it an NBA game that just came with porn on it?
What? I don't remember that one.
NBA Jam's gotta be in the top 300 of all time for sure, I think.
Think so. I don't. Madden 2004 was 97. They have Breath of the Wild at 100.
That should be at number one.
Tony Hawk. God,
fuck you.
Pro Skater 3 at 109.
I love that whole series. I love that. Except for like.
Universal is 4. Where did that fit?
I don't see it on here.
It's funny because if you look at like a list of top strategy games, it's always near the top.
I'm not saying it's not on here. I just haven't seen like they also have like a bunch that are like in really small like little blurbs.
I haven't even played Stellaris, and I would put Stellaris on a list like that. Like just from the stories I've heard. Where's EVE Online? EVE Online deserves to be in the top 10, man.
I don't know. I did not see EVE Online.
You can tell these people don't play PC games.
I mean, they have like Ultima 7 which is a 1992 PC game.
At rank what?
172.
Yeah, it's because Andy McIntyre would fire everybody if they didn't put a game he played when he was 4 years old.
EverQuest is on there. 182. Yeah, I mean, it's a if you get a chance, if you have it, like it's an interesting
like it reads like a console player's list of top 10 games. Like, it doesn't, like, because like for example, like a PC player's list of top 10 games reads with like the original Doom, Wolfenstein, Half-Life 2, WoW, and like four other like really obscure titles that quote unquote defined gaming. And this, in terms of its list, like, it feels like they didn't, like, they were like, oh, Game Informer is still mostly a console magazine, so we're going to cover.
Yeah, I mean, that does make sense. Like, they are kind of, I mean, they have Civ 4 at 24.
I have breaking news. Yeah.
That game is a mess.
Yeah, Civ 5 is the Civ that you put up there, my friend.
Okay, well, I did not make this list.
Well, Chris, you're reading it, so you know what? We are going to shoot the messenger.
Okay. StarCraft at 38.
What's at 38?
StarCraft. What was that, Jeff?
I have breaking news.
It's not even Brood War.
Breaking news.
So I
Donald tried Trump resigned.
No, I wish. I tried looking up this list, Chris, and I've pulled up the reader list for this.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys want to hear like the reader list?
Yeah.
Oh God, do I?
It's actually pretty good, I think.
Well, number 10. Yeah, okay. No.
All right. Hold on. Hear me out. Number 10, Bloodborne. Number 9, BioShock. Number 8, Red Dead. Number 7, Final Fantasy VII. Number 6, Breath of the Wild. Number 5, Skyrim. Number 4, Mass Effect 2. Number 3, Ocarina. Number 2, Last of Us. And number 1, Witcher 3, Wild Hunt.
That's
That was the reader list?
Yeah.
I like their list more for some reason.
Yeah.
I liked, like, some, there's some, like, Bloodborne is a bold choice. Like, I like that. It's interesting, though. It is totally skewed, like, all right.
Way more modern.
There's Final Fantasy and Ocarina are the only ones that are not modern. But, like, I gotta respect, like, yeah, Bloodborne is a fucking awesome game. Anyways. I couldn't find their actual list, though.
Well, they probably didn't publish it because they wanted to buy their magazine.
Buy the magazine. Yeah.
Oh well. So that was that. We'll be back next week. Does Far Cry come out next week?
Sure. It should.
And baseball comes out.
I think Far Cry is coming out next week. Shit, I'm on vacation.
Yeah, March 27th.
Does that mean I have to buy it?
I might buy it. I'm gonna wait for the reviews.
I just assumed I would be playing Sea of Thieves, but
I mean, you can, right? Like, no one's stopping you, Jeff.
I mean, that might be a large assumption to make. You might run out of things to do by the time Far Cry 5 comes out.
It's possible. I don't know. We'll see, I guess, right?
Well, we'll definitely play some Sea of Thieves over the weekend, and then maybe you can. Maybe you'll make a decision on Far Cry 5. Tony, you're getting baseball?
I don't know if I am or not. I haven't decided.
I kind of like really want to get a new PS4 so I could play God of War.
Yeah, see, I kind of want to get the PS4 Plus.
The God of War game looks so good.
It looks really good. I really wish that game were the game coming out next week and not Far Cry. I could really go for God of War right now.
God of War is in what, like 2 weeks now? 3 weeks?
No, it's like 20th.
Oh, it's the end of April? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think it's 420.
Yeah. Shit, that's good for me.
I'm actually really glad that it's...
I mean, I technically if I just hook up my old PS4 and download it, which would be a pain in the ass, but...
Oh, because your disk drive doesn't work, right?
Yeah, so I could just like, but I could just buy the game on there. But like, I always have problems with PS4, like any Sony system and their download speed. I have problems with always. I don't know why.
You're not the only one.
Yeah. So, like, I don't look forward to that, but I like really want to play that game. Like, that game to me looks like a game of the year game. You know.
That definitely has that potential.
Yeah. So yeah, I think I need to play it.
Oh, but Jeff, I don't know. That's the same day as Nintendo Labo.
Yeah, right. The only problem is, it's like, if I buy a new PS4, I'm going to buy, like, the Pro, right? And that means I need to buy a 4K TV, and that's, like, it's just not right.
Well, then all of a sudden,
you should already own a 4K TV.
I know. I know, but my TV I have is pretty good.
It's not 4K. It's not good.
I know.
Not 4K. It doesn't have HDR. Come on. Get a real TV, man.
All right. We'll be back next week, maybe with Far Cry 5.
Maybe with a new TV.
Yeah. I'll pick out a TV for you, Jeff.
I would love it if we came back and Jeff was just like, I spent $5,000 since our last
podcast. No. I'll tell you guys after the show, but yeah, I can't spend anything like that right now. Because I made some house expenses.
Oh, no.
That's what happens when you own a house.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back next week. Jeff, say goodnight.
Goodnight.